This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. As the new administration questions human involvement in global warming, California is doubling down on its climate policies. In January's State of the State address, Governor Jerry Brown hailed California as a world leader.
We can do much on our own, and we can join with others, other states and provinces, even countries, to stop the dangerous rise in climate pollution. And make no mistake, we're going to do exactly that.
Scientists say that won't be easy, but we'll get there with things like electric cars, conserving water, and dealing with cow poop. KALW's energy and environment reporter Angela Johnston visited the Point Reyes Farmstead Cheese Company to find out more about one unlikely solution to climate change.
Almost nothing goes to waste at this family dairy farm north of Point Reyes Station.
Yeah, we recycle everything that we possibly can on the farm.
Because, says owner Bob Giacomini, this is environmentally friendly cheese. You've heard of curds and whey?
And in most cheese plants, the whey goes down as either a city sewer or into a pond or something. And so we take and feed it right back to our cows.
And their 400 cows even munch on excess brewer's grain provided by beer makers in Petaluma.
We'll learn how to feed cattle with a lot of these products, and it's saving me money, and most of all, it's probably doing another good thing for the environment.
And after the cows finish eating, they do what all other mammals do. They poop it out. At most dairy farms, they hose piles of cow manure into a lagoon, where it sits and releases methane, which scientists agree destroys the ozone. But here, methane's just another byproduct of farming that's reused. That's because the Giacominis installed an anaerobic digester. That's a piece of technology they hope will turn all this gassy cow waste into an asset. We walk over to a feeding pen where Giacomini shows me how it works. A conveyor belt brings the manure up from the pit and drops it through a screen, separating the poop into liquids and solids. The solids drop to the ground, and they'll eventually reuse that, too. The liquid gushes into a lagoon covered with thick, black plastic. That turns into a strange-looking balloon the size of a small house as the stinky sludge releases methane gas.
We capture the methane. It's pumped off and pumped up to run the engine.
The digester's engine burns the methane gas and converts it into power.
Actually, it goes through the grid. By the grid, it can be fed back to PG&E, or the PG&E can feed this way.
Feed energy right back into their farm. The Giacominis have used the digester for almost a decade, and it's producing electricity to run half their farm. This is pretty unique. Even though milk and dairy are California's top crop, the Giacominis have only one of 16 digesters in the state.
I think that we're going to start to see a shift toward more widespread use, hopefully.
Jeff Greenblatt is a climate scientist at Lawrence Berkeley Labs, who says anaerobic digesters
can definitely lower our overall reliance on natural gas and fossil fuels generally. So it's a really good thing to do.
Digesters can also generate power from food waste, wastewater sludge, and garbage from landfills. Greenblatt says now's the time to address all these methane problems. Last summer, the state passed one of the most ambitious climate change bills in the world, SB 32.
And essentially, it's saying that in 10 years, we have to shed 40% of our greenhouse gas emissions for the state.
But it won't be easy. He says we'll have to all start driving electric cars and use electricity to heat and cool our homes. Agriculture will have to change, too. California is the biggest dairy producer in the United States, and cows make up almost half of California's methane emissions.
So wherever we can avoid letting methane seep into the atmosphere, we should.
So when Brown signed that climate bill, SB 32, farmers knew restrictions were coming, and they were right. A few months ago, Brown signed another law requiring dairies to drastically reduce methane emissions by the year 2030. That's a huge ask for dairies. The law provides some funding for methane-busting technologies, like digesters, but not enough, says Michael Bocadoro. He's the executive director of Dairy Cares, a lobbying group.
A large digester can cost, upwards of $10 million in California. You have to figure about $2,000 to $4,000 per cow is a good estimate.
Only 1% of California dairies use digesters, and all of them needed some federal or state funding to build. Even after subsidies, the Giacominis and Point Reyes paid $600,000 for their digester. And it can cost up to millions just to hook a digester up to the grid.
That's a killer. That project's not going to happen if it's going to cost $3 million to interconnect, just to interconnect it once the digester and generation equipment's built.
Which is why some dairies are toying with the idea of using the methane as truck fuel instead of selling it back to PG&E. Or sharing one digester with a cluster of nearby dairies. Some of the funding from the new bill could go to researching these methods. If the state can't strike the right balance with the farmers, Bocadoro says, we'd just be handing part of our methane problem to another state.
So if we have a dairy that simply leaves California and starts producing milk somewhere else, the emissions move with it.
And there's another red flag. Some environmental groups, like the Fresno-based Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability, argue the chemicals released when the methane's burned to make energy create lots of problems. Digesters at big dairy and cattle farms in the Central Valley often sit right next to low-income communities. These environmentalists say funding should go towards finding other ways of mitigating methane rather than building more digesters. But this isn't really the case in Marin. Bob Giacomini's farm is small, and there aren't many people living nearby. And he wants to stay put, where his family has farmed for three generations. That's one of the reasons he built the digester. He invested a lot of money up front, but now the digester saves him money on his power bill. And he can charge a little extra for his cheese, he says, because Bay Area shoppers like environmentally friendly products.
Well, anytime you can kill two birds with one stone, that's not too bad, huh? And that's the way we look at it. You know, we think it's a win-win for, you know, our pocketbook, and it's a win-win for the environment.
The new dairy methane bill gives farms until 2024 to make changes. But Giacomini is glad he built his earlier. Now, it's just another part of his farm. For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.